As we continue our journey through Advent, the Church in her wisdom has given us three tasks of Advent, three things to think about during this particular season as we journey closer to Christmas. The first is to refresh our memories of the coming of our Lord 2,000 years ago, coming for our redemption. The second is to honor him in the sacraments, but most specifically in the Holy Eucharist that we receive every time we attend Mass. And the third is to rejoice in the second coming of our Lord. And prior to Advent, the gospel readings had to do with how we are to prepare ourselves for Jesus' second coming, leading us into the Advent season. In the first Sunday of Advent, we read, "Do not let your hearts be troubled with the anxieties of everyday life." And we know how that is around Christmas time. Between shopping and presents and parties and so on, we do have a lot of pressures or anxieties that can build up in each one of us. And yet our job during Advent is to pray to get closer to our Lord. And then the second Sunday of Advent, we hear the words, "Repent, turn away from sin, turn back to God." And so we try to practice what we are asked to do in Scripture. And Father Tim last week invited us to do two things. One, to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. And the second was to spend more time in the Adoration Chapel, learning to grow closer to God, making God number one in our lives, or making him the center of our life. And then we come to the third Sunday of Advent today, which Gaudete Sunday means to rejoice, to be happy. Not just that we are happy that Advent is half over, but that we are getting closer to Christmas, closer to celebrating our Christ's birth. And we hear the crowds, you and I, asking John the Baptist. We hear the tax collectors and the soldiers all asking the same question, what should we do? We've already kind of quieted down our anxieties. We've grown a little closer to our Lord. But Jesus asks that we do even more. He says, if you tell me that you love me, don't just tell me. Show me that you love me. Prove it to me that you love me. And John the Baptist's answer is basically the same to all of us. To do those works that God wants us to do, to share our cloak, to share our food, not to be dishonest with other people. And so we try to put those things into practice, particularly during this Christmas season. Last Sunday, we had the opportunity to share with the giving of toys to the tots, to those children in our community that won't be having the same kind of Christmas that we might have. And next week, we have the opportunity to participate in one way or the other at the Christmas dinner. And if you've never attended the Christmas dinner, we talk about it being a dinner for people that are alone. But it's for any of us to attend. And there's always a few empty seats, and you may have the opportunity to just sit with somebody that doesn't have family or friends. Eat along with them, but share in their journey of life, which means so much to them. And so that may be another opportunity to share your coat or your food figuratively with someone else. There are times, even though we think we might be doing well during our Advent journey, but there's always those dry times. And so I would like to share with you a reflection that's helpful to me when I experience that particular situation. The title of the reflection is Ready for Christmas. Ready for Christmas, she said with a sigh, as she gave a last touch to the gifts piled high, then wearily sat for a moment and read, till very soon she was nodding her head. Then quietly spoke a voice in her dream, "Ready for Christmas, what do you mean? Ready for Christmas when only last week you wouldn't acknowledge your friend on the street. Ready for Christmas while holding a grudge. Perhaps you had better let God be the judge. Why, how can Christ's child come and abide in a heart that is selfish and filled with pride? Ready for Christmas when only today a beggar lad came and you turned him away. Without even a smile to show that you cared, the little he asked, it could have been spared. Ready for Christmas, you've worked hard, it is true, but just doing the things that you wanted to do. Ready for Christmas, your circle's too small. Why, you are not ready for Christmas at all. She awoke with a start and a cry of despair. There's so little time, and I still to prepare. Oh, Father, forgive me, I see what you mean. To be ready means more than a house swept clean. Yes, more than the giving of gifts and a tree, it's the heart swept clean that he wants to see. A heart that is free from bitterness and sin, ready for Christmas means ready for him. This past week, we celebrated two great feasts of our Blessed Mother. So on our journey towards Christmas, let's ask the Blessed Mother to walk with us to the crib.